shot Thursday. This is the first one from Petty.
Cher showed off a picture of herself and her mom. She turned 70 and her mom turned 90.
Her mom's still alive.
And it's I have a question I'm going to ask. We'll start with Ted and then we'll kind of go around the room when we go back.
Oh, fun.
It could be fun. I think it'll be interesting, to say the least.
All right, we'll talk about it with Ted next on 102.3.
I'll say this about Cher. W-B-A-B. 70. Cher looks good.
Mm-hmm. She's doing all right.
There's a lot of plastic surgery.
Back. Yeah. She was a little sick, too, right? She had to cancel part of her tour.
Yeah, she bounced back.
And she's tweeting like crazy against Trump, too.
Yeah, she hates Trump.
Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday, second one from Petty. Long Island's only classic rock, Double Shot Thursday, two from Tom Petty. 822, partly sunny, 76, probably a shower or two today.
My question is, so we were just talking about Cher released a photo, her and her mother. Cher turned 70, her mom turned 90, and Cher looks good. There's no question about it. But my question is, how old do you think you could go? Say you were single.
Okay.
And you're dating, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think you can go, like, consciously? Like, I don't think I can be in bed with a 70-year-old woman without my mind going. Without my mind going, dude, she's 70. Get out of here.
Yeah, no way.
Dude, she's 70. She's 70.
Not
you
a
know,
chance.
She's 70. See, now, for you and I, there's a 9-year difference. Happy birthday today, by the way.
Thank you.
Roger's 53. You know, for you, that's 17 years.
That's way too much.
For me, that's like 26 years to go to 70.
Mm.
I can't go to 70. Nope. Ted, I know, can go to 70. Yeah. He digs him old.
I told you, though, that it really takes a rare, you know, to find somebody that's like 70 that you would really, really
be attracted
to. Yeah.
Would you bang Cher?
I've always liked Cher. I told you that.
But would you bang Cher? She's 70.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Cher comes by. Jane Fonda, even though she's a flaming lib.
Yeah.
I think Jane Fonda's over 70 now, too, right?
Yeah, she is.
And the other one is it Raquel Welch?
Well, she's, that's a...
Raquel or, it's not Sophia Loren. It's Raquel Welch is the other one I'm thinking
I don't think I can be in bed with them without my mind going... Dude, 70. What are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing? She's 70. Horrible. I get that it's Cher, but she's 70. Now, take the famous people out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
regular people.
Do you think you could just be out and single and you're at some place or whatever it is, and it's a beautiful woman, you find out how old she is, that kind of thing, and still go, I don't think I can go anywhere where you're getting social, you're collecting social security. I don't think.
So no one over 62 and a half.
And listen, there are some very, very beautiful older women.
Of course there are.
I just don't think at my age now, at 44, that I can be like.
So what's your top number?
She's collecting social security. I don't know what my top number is. I know it's below Social Security. That I think I know.
See, I've never gone more than a couple of years either way outside of my age. And I think that's because that's just where my brain is at. I don't think I could go more than a few years above or a few years below.
I have. I did 19. Yeah. She was 40.
Yeah.
But that was a Dear Penthouse
Easier
forum. You're
way,
not going to believe what happened to me moment. And you're 19 years old.
It's interesting. Like, you know, when we always talked about the Sly Fox Inn, which was in Queens.
Yeah.
You go in there and there would be a lot of good looking women at the bar, like in their 50s.
Right.
Then my father-in-law would go to this place in Garden City called the City Cafe.
Yeah.
And they were all 65 plus.
Yeah.
And there is a major drop off.
From the 50s like to 65.
There's a major drop off. Like, we would go in there, like, you know, me and Monica, my wife went in there to meet him one night for drinks. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference.
You could really feel the senior citizen vibe, right?
Where the Sly Fox was still like the cougar thing. And, you know, there were still women that were looking at, you know, they were, you know, you could still see yourself going out with them.
Right.
But, you know, the City Cafe crowd.
Telling you. So
I'm naming that place because it's closed now.
Again, but, Social Security, right? So once there's Social Security.
There's a major drop off.
Yeah, gotta be.
Yeah.
825.
Again, it's one man's opinion.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm gonna make it two.
It's time for Ted. Here's traffic.
Right now.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 829. Cher tweeted out some pictures of her at 70. And the question is, you know, at your certain age, how old can you go if you were single and you were going to have sex with somebody? What's the oldest you could go at? This guy's at 45. Do you think you could reach, you know, Social Security age or like 60s? Could you do that?
No, I wouldn't even hit 60.
No,
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no. And you know why? Because you don't have to.
Right.
I might hit 60 if there was private jet money involved. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you talk, you know.
Other than that, I don't think I can do 60. Not now, at least. Maybe when I'm in my 50s, yeah, then 60 seems a little bit more realistic.
You know, things change a little,
man. But then how young could you guys go? If you can't go that old, how young could you go?
I can go 18.
No.
Yeah, I can go legal.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Totally. At 44, 45
See,
years
it's
old?
It's a problem for you because you have young daughters that are of adult legal age. Yeah. See, I'm not there yet.
My daughter was four.
I'm not saying I wouldn't be laughing my whole way through it.
Right.
But I could definitely go legal. Definitely. Just for sex, though. Thanks for the call. Just sex.
Not
like, I don't need. There's no way I want to be talking about the Kardashians afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday.
The mission.
We're talking about how old, as a guy your age, how old you could go up in range if you were single and looking to have sex with a woman. Yeah. I mean, what's
or
the
even
you could go?
Even for the women. Like, yeah. The women, how old can they go? How, you know,
right.
Like,
955 WBAB.
How young can they go?
Yeah. I'm only a couple of years, but you and Ted have a much wider range than I do. Older or younger, either way. You guys have much wider range.
Not really. Like I said before, I mean, I wouldn't go anywhere near collecting Social Security.
Right, but you might go at 55, 11 years older than you.
I might. Yeah. I would, and I would go to 60 if there was, like, private jet money.
Right.
You know.
East End Jeremy's on the line. He has a question for you, apparently. Go ahead, East End.
Gun to your head. 70-year-old, you know, woman who's not looking too good, or a woman with no legs. Which one you got?
Is she a younger woman?
Yeah, like no leg stumps, you know, you could sleep with her.
I can't, you know.
70-year-old broad with wrinkles and stuff.
It's, right? I got, I'm going 70. I can't do stumps. We talked about this last week. I can't do that.
And what would be worse would be like a 70-year-old woman with stumps, because those are like
that wouldn't be an option. But if you're putting a gun to my head and it's a 70-year-old like wrinkled up woman or a double leg amputee, I got to go with the older woman.
All right, I just gotta know where your head's at. Thank you, bro.
He is so bent.
Maybe if the amputation was like above the knee, but even because as long as they don't have that little thing. Yeah,
say 35.
The 70-year-old. Let me just get out of this now.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
102.3 WBAB.
Here's the Beatles.
Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday. 76, but probably a shower or two somewhere sprinkled in today. With Cher being 70 and showing pictures of herself, we struck up a conversation about how old you, if you were single, how old you could go as far as a woman you would actually sleep with.
Yeah. I love when we get to these topics and all of a sudden the ladies are awful quiet.
Yeah.
You know?
At 53, I mean, at any age, I've only ever gone a couple of years up or a couple of years down. I really keep my range kind of tight.
I ain't getting smacked in the chin with 80-year-old old man balls.
JP has offered that he would go up to, but not touching 62 and a half, the year of Social Security checks coming in.
No.
Ted, of course, will bust right through that.
Unless, again, there was private jet money.
Right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Good morning. You guys, you're crazy. Every guy will do from 20 to 80. No one cares.
I'm not doing anywhere near 80,
Oh, guys
bro.
Care?
No way.
Come on. You never heard the saying, go where the women are old and the beers are cold?
Yeah, that's that place.
Parsnips.
Parsnips over in Ronkonkoma, right?
Come on. You ain't getting for a long time. Some of these 60-year-old ladies look a lot better than these 20-year-olds.
Listen, how old are you?
I'm sure there are some...
48.
I'm sure there are very beautiful 60-plus-year-old women. I gotcha. I know that if I started getting into a flirty situation, the back of my mind, that inner voice that I have would say, dude, what are you doing? She's 65 years old.
Yep.
Get out.
I work in a bar. I see guys leave with hot chicks and then next week with a fatty. And old.
Yeah, and you're in your 40s. No way you're going to 80. And no way. 80.
All right, that's just the same. Right,
that's absurd.
All right.
Maybe if there's a bet involved.
Maybe.
You know, I might be able to be swayed if there was some sort of bet.
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that one time on a dare, on a bet.
Still, I don't know if but I don't know if I would be able to. You know what
I mean? Ted mentioned the 65-plus drop-off. I mean, I don't know how any guy would want to.
And
Even if I was in it on a bet for the 80, 70-something or 80-year-old, if I was in it on the bet and I was going to go for it, that doesn't mean my partner in crime below my waist would be along for the ride, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and on the flip side, there's not that many women that are going to take home old men because the old men can't perform. That's the other thing. You're not going to see it the same, you know, like the women over 50.
Right.
That's what they want. But the men, a lot of them can't do it anymore.
Well, they can do it. They just got to eat pills to do it.
Yeah, well, or they take the pills and then they drop dead of a heart attack.
STDs are running rampant in old age homes.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
All right. Thanks for the call. It's 842. Partly sunny, maybe shower today, 76. The Desert Trip Flyaway coming up at 9 o'clock. Your first chance of $500 cash. And to go see the Stones, The Who, McCartney, Waters, Neil Young, and Bob Dylan coming up at 9. Details, WBAB.com. Right now, Ted has traffic.
Southern State.